That is our primary citizenship, both now and for eternity. First and foremost, we're citizens of heaven. But during our time on this earth, we're also citizens of, particular countries, particular nations. And for most of us here today, we are citizens of, the United States of America. And right now in our country, there's a lot of debate as to what it is that America is and what it stands for. People are asking questions like, well, what did the founders of our country have in mind when they created this land, this nation? What values did they hold most dear? And should we continue to hold on to those values that our founders had and that they proclaimed? And they're important questions, and they're questions that you can get a variety of answers to, and the variety of answers tends to create a lot of intense debate and discussion. However, the truth is there's really not a lot of doubt as to what the values are that America was founded on. In fact, if you want to know the values, the primary values of this country, the answer lies, depending on your gender, either in your pants pocket or in your purse. If you take out any coin, the answer is on the coin. In fact, I would encourage you, if you have money in your pocket or if you have money in your purse, go ahead and pull out any coin. Doesn't matter. Nickel, quarter, dime, penny. Go ahead and pull one out. I want to show you what I mean. I have here a quarter, and I'm looking at the front of it, and it's George Washington on the front. But at the very top of this quarter, there's one word, liberty. Liberty is an American value that this country was built on, and basically liberty means freedom from the restraint or the control of another person or another group. In the case of our founders, it was freedom from the control of, a king, the King of England. And it was freedom from the submission to the divine right of that king. Our founders believed that the dignity of the common man was more important than the rights of a king. And so first and foremost, we're a nation that's founded on, liberty, that we're free from the control of another person. That was what made slavery so wrong in our country, because it violated one of our core values, liberty. If you turn over the coin that you have in your hand, somewhere on the back, there's a Latin phrase that says, e pluribus unum, which simply means, from many, one. From many, one. Americans are a group of people who are assembled from all over the world, from many different nations. But even though we trace our ancestry back to all different parts of the globe, we're a people with a single identity. And see, this identity is not based on race, it's not based on blood, it's based on a certain set of values and principles that we hold to. See, it doesn't matter what your racial background is to be an American, it's irrelevant. What matters is, do you hold certain values and certain principles? And so we're a group of people who have come from many different places, but we're still one. E pluribus unum. Then if you turn back to the front of the coin, there's another phrase. It says, in God we trust. As you saw in the video and as you've seen in different parts of the service this morning, the founders of our country were religious people. They were people who believed in God. In fact, they believed that in order for this nation to be successful, that we would need to be God-fearing people. And so religion has always been foundational to the United States. And we've taken really two core values, In God We Trust and liberty, and we've put them together and we've said, this is a country where anybody can come and they can worship God in any way that is right for them, even if they have no faith at all. But it's a faith, but it's a place where you can come and you can worship God without restraint from government or from any other force saying, you have to do it this way or you can't do it that way. But faith and religion have always been at the basis of the United States. So if you want to know what are the core values of our country, there are really three. You might say the trinity of an American value, of American values, and they're right on your coin. Liberty, E Pluribus Unum, and In God We Trust. In God We Trust. Like I said, America has always been a religious country. In fact, our founders, many of them believed that America was the new Israel. Just like there was the Israel in the Old Testament, America is now the new Israel. And again, this new Israel was not based on blood or race, but it was based on freedom of opportunity. Freedom from oppressive kings and freedom from oppressive governments. In fact, Thomas Jefferson said this at his inaugural address. He said, I shall need the favor of the being in whose hands we are, who led our fathers as Israel of old from their native land and planted them in a country flowing with all the necessaries and comforts of life. There, Thomas Jefferson is making a reference to the Israel of old, and now America is the new Israel. So very much our founders found their identity in this Old Testament idea of being chosen by God, being the new Israel. In fact, Thomas Jefferson so much believed in this that he wanted the seal of the United States to be the Jews leaving Egypt. He wanted the seal of the United States to be the crossing of the Red Sea. That's how much he believed in the sense of our identity was similar to that of the Jews leaving Egypt. Just as the Jews left Egypt, Americans left Europe and became a new people, free from the old ways and the old kings and governments. Now, there are some people today who will argue that America was really designed to be a secular society, a secular group of people, without reference to God. However, there is simply no way to understand America apart from our religious foundation, apart from our religious heritage. There's a British historian by the name of Paul Johnson who says this. He says, in George Washington's eyes, America was in no sense a secular state. The American Revolution was in essence the political and military expressions of a religious movement. Not a secular country, but a religious-based country. The most famous observer of America, I should say the most famous foreign observer of America, was the Frenchman Alexis de Tocqueville. De Tocqueville observed America as an outsider, and then he has written some wonderful things that have been very insightful to us as Americans. And he wrote in his book, Democracy in America, he wrote this, he says, not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. See, you simply cannot understand America fully without understanding her religious foundations, where she came from. America was founded primarily by men and women who were steeped in the Bible. Their morals and their values emanated from the Bible. That is why the inscription on the Liberty Bell is taken directly from the Old Testament. They're the words of Leviticus 25:10, proclaim liberty throughout the land until all the inhabitants thereof. So, in many ways, America began as a bold social experiment. But it was an experiment in which biblical truth was applied to human affairs. A nation conceived in liberty and yet a nation at the same time that announces, in God we trust. A story that really encapsulates this occurred during the Revolutionary War, where the American army was up against a far superior English army. The English were a much better fighting force than the Americans. The chances of America, I mean, just based on paper, just looking at numbers and training, the chances of the Americans defeating the British was somewhat similar to a team from Fresno going to Omaha and winning the College World Series. I had to sneak that in there somehow. But clearly the Americans were the underdogs. Just on paper, there's no way they should win. They didn't have the numbers, they didn't have the background, they didn't have the weapons that the British had. And so George Washington, the commander of the American force, sincerely and supremely believed that if the Americans were to be victorious over the British, that they would need God's favor, because without God's favor, there's no way they could win. And so based on this belief, Washington commanded that all of his officers lead their men in prayer every single morning as a way of getting them in touch with God. He believed they needed God on their side. Based on this belief, he also announced that no officer was allowed to use profanity in the course of their military action. So prayer in the morning and no profanity. Because the colonists knew that their only hope was in God's intervention. And then one day it happened, and because of it, they all came to believe. It was August of 1776, not too long after the beginning of the Revolution. George Washington had assembled about 12,000 troops on Long Island. And not long after they had assembled themselves on Long Island, the British made a brilliant tactical maneuver in which they landed a double number of forces on the same island, on Long Island, and they had the Americans literally trapped. There was no place for the Americans to go. And as night fell, the British were smiling because they knew that the next day, because the Americans had nowhere to go, it was simply a matter of marching on the Americans, destroying them, and putting an end to this uprising of independence. And the American soldiers, they too knew very well that this was the end, because they couldn't get away, and they were largely outnumbered by the British forces. And so as darkness fell, George Washington put out a desperate plea for any and all boats so that they could try to ferry as many men back to Manhattan as possible. And so in the darkness, they began putting men on boats and trying to send as many as possible back to Long Island so that they wouldn't be massacred the next day by the British. But as dawn rose, only a small fraction of the 12,000 American military men had safely crossed over to Manhattan. The majority were still on Long Island. And so the Americans prepared for the worst. But just as the sun rose, a thick layer of fog rolled in off of the Atlantic Ocean. And it ended up socking in the coast until noon. And it was so thick that the British had to delay their intervention on the American military. And so George Washington, seeing this fog roll in and realizing that he had a little bit more time, he immediately stepped up the plan for getting all the men back to Long Island, or excuse me, off of Long Island back to Manhattan. And they needed every minute that they could get, because just as the fog lifted, Washington saw the last of his men make it safely over to Manhattan. And so among the soldiers and among the colonists, this became known as the Miracle of Long Island. Not only did it save the army itself, but it also unified the colonies in a way that they had never been unified before, because as a group of people, they came to believe that God was on their side and that he would be with them in their struggle. De Tocqueville wrote many years ago, he said, "America is the product of two perfectly distinct elements which elsewhere have often been at war with one another. But in America, it was somehow possible to incorporate them into each other, forming a marvelous combination. And that combination is the spirit of religion and the spirit of freedom. Next time you look at the back of a $1 bill, you'll notice that there is the great seal of the United States on the left-hand side. And on that seal, there is a pyramid. Pyramid is a sign of strength. It's something that continues through time. But you'll also notice that the pyramid is unfinished. And that symbolizes the fact that as a nation, God isn't finished with us yet. He still has work for us to do as a people. And then you'll also notice that above the unfinished pyramid, there is an eye, the famous eye. It's the eye of God with glory all around it. And then above the eye, there are two words. Inuit coeptus, which simply means in Latin, he smiled on our beginnings. That's what the founders believed about us, that he smiled on our beginnings. Which is also why, if you look just to the right of that great seal of the United States, you'll see these words, "In God we trust."